Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Nun Aleph. We are holding on the very top of Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph at Tanu Rabbanan. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, called the Basimcha La'ashalom. And it's also sponsored by Ellen and Michael Wechselbaum, in honor of a new grandson born to their children, Rachel and Yitzi Lebel. Mazel tov to the Wechselbaums. They should be zocha to see their children be machnis, their grandson, Lebris Shalav Avram Avinu Bezmano, Legadla, the Torah, the Chuppah, Lemaisim Tovim. So we are holding again at the top of Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, and the Gemara is going to talk about, the entire daf is about Rekev. We started the discussion of Melot Tavrid Rekev that is mitame and that a nazir is megaleach on the tumah of a melot tarvid rekev. So the discussion started yesterday with what exactly is the shear of a melot tarvid. But now we're going to have to define how rekev is made. Rekev is decomposed matter of a mace. So we're going to define rekev, how many parts of the mace and the atmosphere of burial that's necessary in order for the decomposed matter to be considered rekev. Since rekev is fully decomposed, the pashtus is, had we not had a special halacha l'moshe misinai, is that it wouldn't be metameh at all. So there is a halacha l'moshe misinai, it's metameh, but that halacha l'moshe misinai must have come with very significant restrictions or rules as to when rekev is made. So we're going to discuss that. What about hair and fingernails? Does that contribute toward the rekev, or is that mevatel the rekev? What about hair and fingernails that are omed ligazes? Is that considered to be part of the body? Then the Gemara is going to have a series of shailas on the bottom of Amud Aleph going over Talmud Beis of different items that are foreign to the body and whether they're considered rekev. What about a fetus inside an expectant mother? What about zera from a man that's inside of a woman? What about waste inside a woman's stomach? Is that a mitzaref to the rekev? Is there rekev from a meis shechasar or from an eiver menachai? Do we have the status of tumas rekev? That's going to lead us all the way at the end of the daf, which we probably won't get to today, into a discussion of the din of a beria, of a complete entity, and what happens if the complete entity is somewhat chasar. So the background to the sugya is that we're talking about rekev min ameis, which is the decomposed matter or the dust that's left from the decomposed matter from the body. After the body is fully decomposed, and me'ikra din, it really shouldn't have been anything. There's no mamashus of the mace left anymore, just like a sheretz that decomposes and becomes afar is not metame, but Allah al-Moshe Misina is mechadesh, that a malo tarvid of rekev is metame, like all the dinim of Tumas Meis. Toz Yontov points out, we just learned yesterday that it's really malo chafnayim, it's really a handful of rekev. We use the term malo tarvid, because who would pick up rekev with their hands? They're more likely to pick it up with a kli, if they're going to pick it up at all. And that's why we always use the term malo tarvid. And even if someone is in the same ohel as a malo tarvid rekev, it's metame ba ohel. But since it's a chidish, ein l'chabo el chidusho. And that's what the whole daf is. What is chidusho? What are the limitations? But there are really two, what's going to emerge from the sugya is that there are really two stages of rekev. There's from the time of the kvura until it's completely decomposed and turns into afruris. And then, second stage is after it's entirely turned into rekev. And there are many dinim of rekev that are nogea only to that first stage and not to that second stage. So that's something to be mindful of as we go through the sugya to see what's talking about that first stage from the time of the misa until the full decomposition of the body, from the time of the kvura rather, until the full decomposition of the body, and what goes on the second stage. So Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa, Ezu meis sheyesh lo rekev. What type of situation should the mace be in for it to be able to produce rekev, for its decomposed matter to have the status of tumas rekev? So mace shenikbar orum. So first of all, the mace has to be buried with no foreign matter attached to it, no tachrichim, no clothing, but aron shal shayish in a marble box, or al gabe ritzpa shalavanim, or directly on a slab of stone. Zeu mace sheyesh lo rekev. That's the only way that the decomposed matter is going to have a din of rekev, because that's the only way we know that it's pure decomposed matter of the dead body without anything else mixed in. If there was, if it was wearing tachrichim, or the body was in dirt or something else, then you know that the decomposed matter is mixed with other stuff, and that's not din of rekev. Nikbar b'ksuso, if it gets buried with tachrichim, or even without tachrichim, but ba'arun shal eitz, ol gabe ritzba shal levenim, it's in an arun shal eitz, or it's on a floor that's not made out of stone, zo meis shein la rekev. Such a mace would not have a din of rekev. So the Kerenora points out that from the Brisa, we don't know what the status would be if it was buried in an arun shal mateches. What if it was without tachrichin in a metal box? So on the one hand, we would be medayik from the Reisha that you'd need an arun shel shayish, something that's impenetrable entirely, like a marble box that's going to generate rekev, but mateches would not. But from the Sefer, it says that an arun shel eitz does not have a din of rekev, which sounds like anything that's less penetrable than eitz would have a din of rekev, which makes it sound like mateches would have a din of rekev. The Rambam in the 7th paragraph of and the Zeru's paskins that a mace that's buried in Arun Shal Mateches does not have a din of Rekev. So the Achronim tried to figure out where he got that from, right? You can't be Medayik from this Brisa because there are conflicting mashmos in the Brisa, but probably he had another source, a Yerushalmi or something, or a Tosefta that says something like that. But anyway, the bottom line is that if not all of the Rakvuvis that we have in front of us comes from the body itself, but a part of it is the Begadim or the Aron or the floor that, the ground that the mace is buried in, so the Halacha Moshe Misinai does not cover such a rekev. The Halacha Moshe Misinai is that rekev is only metame when there's no foreign substance mixed in with the rekev from the body. And Tosus points out, and even if you were to take a shear of rekev that is 4 or 5 melotarvadin, let's say instead of saying, okay, 1 melotarvad of rekev is metame ba'oel. Okay, there may be a mixture of tachrichin or eitz or something else that's mixed in. So I won't take 1 melotarvad rekev, I'll take 5 melotarvad rekevs. So then I'll know for sure that within that tarovas I have a melotarvad rekev. So Tosus points out in Dibra Maschil Nikbar that it still doesn't work because the Gzeres HaKasuv is that if there's a davar acher mixed in, it's mevatelit. At any time there's any tarovas, it's not pitul b'shishim, it's not pitul b'rov, it's not pitul b'alef, it's anything. Any amount of anything else, of any foreign substance, is going to be mevatel the status of rekev. But that's from the time of if anything got mixed in from the time of the Misa until the time that that it turned into Rekev. But if something got mixed in after the Rekev was already generated, meaning after the full decomposition of the body already happened, and then you introduce another substance, that's not our sugya. That is a sugya in Meseches Nida on Daf Chav Zayin, and that's a Machlokes Tanaim. Rabbi Shimon Shita in Nida Daf Chav Zayin is Sofo Kitchi Laso, that just like at the first stage, from the time of the Misa until the full decomposition of the body, any mixture of any other item would cause it not to become Rekev and not to be Metameh. So too in the later stage, after it's already turned into rekev, if you mix in afar at that stage or anything else, it will be batel and it will not be mitame. The chachamim, however, hold that no, this halacha that something else is mevatel the rekev is only at that first stage. But once it's already rekev has already been generated by the full decomposition of the body, it's not going to be batel. You just have to make sure you have a full shear of a melotarvad from the guf of the mace in order for it to actually be metame. So if a person were to take from the offer base akvaros that has a fruris of mesim with mixed in with the with sand or the dirt, the offer is not metame unless there's a shear more than a melotarvid, because such a shear definitely will have a melotarvid, meaning if you take multiple melotarvidim, as long as at the time of the kvura in the base akvaros there was no there was no tachrichin and it was in an aron shel shayish, and only afterwards it turned into rekev, only then did they mix it into the dirt of the Beis HaKvaros. That is the Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. But as far as our sugya is concerned, at that first stage, certainly everyone agrees that any sort of tarovas of anything will take away the status of Rekev. So another din about Rekev Hameis, Amar Ula, Ein Rekev Ela Abba, Min Abbasur, Min Agid, Min Atzamos. That Rekev is only generated when it's a decomposing body that has Basur, Gidin, and Atzamos. But if the Rekev is only from the the basar, or only from the atzamos, or only from the gidin, then it is not going to be metame. So esve ravalu ula, rava challenges ula, rekev abamina basar tahar, that rekev that comes from basar alone is tahar, does not have dine rekev. Ooh, the implication is hamina etzem tame, afal gav deleka basar, that it sounds like if it were to come only from bone, then it would be rekev, even though there's no basar together with the etzem. So don't you see from this brisa that ula is incorrect? Ula holds you need all three, basar, gidin, and atzamos. The brisa just says if you have only basar, it's no good. But that implies that if you have only etzem, that if you have only etzem, even without basar, it is rekev. So it says, Marna, emahachi, rekev abamina basar tahar, Achiyesh etzem bibasar, that basar alone is no good until you have etzem in combination with the basar. But in Achinami, the Brisa would tell you that etzem without basar does not have a din of rekev. Says we're still not good enough according to Ula. Halakha gidim. Ula said you need gidim as well. You're telling me you have basar, you have etzem, that's fine, but you need gidim also in order for it to be rekev. Says we're, yeah, but yev shal basar latzamos below gidim. If there's basar and there's atzamos and it's a dead body, then for sure there must have been gidim, otherwise nothing would have connected the basar and the atzamos to each other. So we know that there must have been gidim in there. So Tos points out, so then why do you have to tell me that you need basar, gidim, atzamos? If every time you have basar and atzamos, it's automatic that you have gidim, then why do you need to say that there's a rule that it's got to be basar, gidim, v'atzamos? If it's ef shal basar v'atzamos without gidim also. So Tos points out, because Ula's chiddush would apply to a nefel. A nefel, we learned yesterday, sometimes it does not yet have gidim that are developed to attach the basar and the atzamos. So in such a case, it would not develop a sense of rekev unless there were it was fully developed to the point that there were gidim as well. So that's where you have a possibility of basar and atzamos without gidim. But this price is not talking about a nefil. This price is talking about an adult person who dies. So a regular person who's fully developed, who dies, and they have basar and atzamos, then you know for sure that they have gidim as well. It's only by a nefel where you're going to find that there might be basar v'atzamos without gidim. So another din of Tumas Rekev. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan. Shnei mesim shekvaran ze im ze nasu galgalin ze leze. That if you have two mesim that are buried with each other, they're each mevatel the Tumas Rekev from one another. Because the halacha Moshe Misina is that rekav mace is only metame when it's from one mace, not when it's mixed in, not when the rekav gets mixed in with decomposing matter of another dead body. So Masav Rav Nassan rekav abba mishnei mesim tame. What are you talking about? Rav Nassan says we have a brisa that tells us that if you have melot tarvid rekav that comes from two mesim, it's metame. So how can you tell me that a rekav that only comes from one mace is metame, but with a second mace it's mevatalit? We have a rekav that comes from two mesim is metame. So Amar Rava, Rava says, no, the Brisa is not talking about where there are two mesim that are buried together. That would not be metame. Shekavru zeb b'fnei atzmo, v'zeb b'fnei atzmo, v'hirkivu v'amdo amlo tavid rekev. That once they've already become decomposed, and each mace only has a chatzi melo tavid rekev of substance to it, so at the time of the kavura, they were not mu'urav with each other, they weren't mixed with each other, so then it has a din of tumas rekev, but it doesn't have a shear of tumas rekev, so you can be mitzari for the shear by taking a chatzi melo tarvid from one mace and a chatzi melo tarvid from the other mace to be mitzari for them together to the shear. But if they're buried together, then it never becomes rekev in the first place, even if they don't have tachrich, and even if they are in an aron shel shayish, because they're mevatel the tumas rekev from each other. Tosfos raises the question, why does the Gemara say that the Brisa is talking about a case that each mace has a shear of a chatzi tarvid rekev, even if each one had a shear of multiple tarvedim, you could take a chatzi tarvid from each one and be mitzari of them, because at the time of the kavura they were each buried independently. I mean, you don't need to say that it's gotten down to the point where it's a chatzi tarvid from each one. You could say that there are multiple tarvedim from each one, but you take a chatzi tarvid rekev from each one. So Tosfos says, in a chinami, we don't need to make such an ukimta. But the Gemara wants to be poshed in Ibaya later on relating to whether the flesh on the person's heel is mitzarif to rekev, and that Ibaya and that whole raya is only going to work if we assume that the mace is down to a chatzi tarvid from each one. So for this line in the Gemara, it's not really, we don't need to say va'umdu al melo tarvid rekev, that the two of them together, only then when you put the two of them together will you get Umlot Tavrid Rekav. For this line of the Gemara, we could have said that each mace alone had multiple Umlot Tavrid Rekav, but if you take a Chatzi from each one and you put them together, that's enough to be a Metame. Another din about Dinei Rekav. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gaza Sa'aro Kvaru Imo. Let's say a person gets a haircut and they take the hair of the person and they bury the person's hair with him. Nasalo Galgalin. That will be Mevatel the Rekav. It's not going to be Metame to Misrekav, because once it is shorn off of the person's head, then it is no longer considered part of the person's body. So it's as if you have some other foreign substance that's being buried with the person. Anytime you have foreign substance being buried with the person, anything that's not from the body itself is not going, it's going to be mevatel shem rekev. So it sounds like if you did not give the haircut before the kvura, then the seyer will not be mevatel the din of rekev, even though hair is not quite the same as the body, right? Even when it comes to dinim of tevila, the Gemara darshins that varachatz es besor b'mayim es hatafel besoro l'rabel says seyer. So you see, seyer is not really part of the body; it's tafel besoro. It's that which is secondary to the body. But nevertheless, apparently, hair that's still attached to the body would have a din of rekev. So the Gemara tries to be poshet based on this, a shaila, when it comes to tumas mace. And so first, in order to be poshet that shaila, we have to get into the discussion of tumas mace in general. Tanan asam, we have a mishnah maseches alos, kol sheba mace tamei, any limbs of a body that have a din of tumas mace, even when they're not attached to the body, even the aura mace is tamei. For example, it's just that there's machlok samurai maseches nida, whether the or hamase is tumah min haTorah or tumah min haRabbanan, Tosfos points out over here. But kol shemes tameh, all parts of a body, all evarim of a body, are have tumah chutz min hashinayim v'aseir v'tziporin, except for the teeth, the hair, and the fingernails. They don't have a din tumah, but b'shas chiburan kulan tamein. But if they're still attached to the body, then even the hair, the fingernails, and the teeth will have a din of tumah. Why do these things not have a din of tumah when they're not attached to the body? So the in Maseches Nidan, Daf Nun Hey, the Gemara tells us it's based on a pasuk, because all dinim of tumas meis are derived from the pasuk O be'etzem adam. So we see that an aver of a meis is only metame when it's dome to an etzem in two critical ways. Number one, that just like a person is born with all of their atzamos, it has to be the kind of thing a person is born with, and second, it has to be something that if you cut it off, it wouldn't grow back. Like an etzem, when it's cut off, doesn't grow back. So that's lema'et shinayim, which a baby's not born with teeth, and it's lema'et the seyar and the tziporen, which even though it may be born with seyar and tziporen, but when you cut it, it does grow back, and therefore it's not similar to an etzem of a meis that's metame. But the Mishnah over there says b'shas chiburan kulan tamein, that when it's still attached to the body, then for sure it's metame. So Gemara discusses whether seyer and tziporin that are mechubar metame in all cases. What would be the din of hair and fingernails of a mace where before the person died, they were way too long? The person really needed a haircut. The person really needed to cut their nails. Do we say that that it's still considered to be mechubar to the mace, and therefore if you touch them while they're still mechubar to the mace, you become tame? Or do we assume that no, that's not part of tumas meis, that it's considered as if it's already guzzled? Tosfos points out that some assume that this shaila in the Gemara of Chizkiyah, Sarah Omei L'Galech, Sarah Omei L'Gazes, is going on Tumas Rekev. That, meaning we have the primary discussion in our daf is about Tumas Rekev. We happen to have brought in now a secondary discussion about Tumas Meis in general, about an actual part of a dead body, not about the decomposed matter, but about, you know, the actual hair of a mace, and whether that's actually metame when you touch the hair of a mace. So the way I just read this shaila is Sarah Omei L'Galech, not when it's decomposed, when it's still attached to the mace and you touch the hair that was omid the gazes, that really the guy needed a haircut and you touch the hair, are you metame like you touched the mace? So Tosfos points out that there are yesh mefarshim that learned this shaila about rekev, whether seyer and tziporen that are omid the gazes and are buried with the mace are mevatel the din of tumas rekev because it's a foreign substance that's mixed in. So Tosfos says that that's how some explain it, but it's not mistaken. Havre at all, because the Gemara is mashma that this Ibaya is a hemshech of the Mishnah in Alos that we just quoted. The Mishnah of Alos talks about Tumas Meis. It's not talking about Dine Rekev. So in the Sefer, Leker HaKotzim, he says that even though the Ibaya is about Tumas Meis and not about Tumas Rekev, like Tosfos points out, but still the suffix would make sense about Tumas Rekev also, because the Dinim of Tumas Meis and the Dinim of Tumas Rekev are Tuliyim Zebazeh. So the Gemara tries to be poshet the suffix Legabe Tumas Meis from Rabbah's statement, which is going to be about Tumas Rekev. Meaning, even though this Shaila may not have been about Tumas Rekev, it will have ramifications for Tumas Rekev, because the two topics are very much connected to each other. But anyway, what are the stadim of the suffix if the guy, when he died, really needed a haircut? Mi'amrinan kalomi ligazeh is kigazel dami. Do we assume that anything that really should have been cut off and was omade to be cut off is as if it was already cut off, and therefore it's like taking a hair that's not part of the body and has already been cut from the body and touching such hair where you're for sure not going to become tameh? Odilma hashtumiyah hamukhubar. Or do we say it's nice that the guy needed a haircut, but he didn't get a haircut? It's still attached to the body, and if it's still attached to the body, it's still considered part of the body. Karen Ora says, I don't understand why the Gemara is masubik about this. This is not the only place in Shas where we have such a shayla, vomid ligazis, whether it's kigazis dummy or not. The Gemara Masech Sanhedrin Daf Tesvav talks about a person's makdish as avdo, whether he gives his evet to hegdish. So is there mi'ila on the hair that's omid ligazis? And it's the same shayla. When you're makdish avdo, is the hair that's omid ligazis considered kigazis dummy or not? And we pass like the Tanakama that holds Sarah omid ligazis is ainu kigazis. Dummy, that it's considered as if it's part of the body, and there is mi'ila on the hair. So why don't we say the same thing over here? It's part of the body, and there's no shayla. So the Karen Ora says that, generally speaking, Sarah Omid Gazes is not Kagazes Dummy, it's part of the body. But over here, the Gabi, the Din of Tumas Rekev, this halacha, where the whole halacha Moshe Misinai is only begufo shalmeis, it could be that Sarah Omid Gazes is not considered the ikur gufo shalmeis, meaning when it's a din of whether it's considered mechubar or not mechubar. So yeah, it's still called mechubar. But if I want to know, is it called the ikur gufo? It could be that there's a different geder. What's called ikur gufo shalmeis? The Minchas Chinuch has a different svara. In Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel, Osir Aleph, he says that the Gemara Sanhedrin says, why is it that the seir of an eved is kigufo, even though it's omid ligazeis, even though the guy needed a haircut? Why is it that we consider his hair to be part of his body, and therefore if you're makdish the eved, you're being makdish seir as well? Because kol zman that it's still mechubar to his body, it's still being nourished from his body. The hair is still growing and it's still being nourished from the body. That's not true by a mace. If it was Seir Omid Ligazes and the guy's dead, so the body's no longer providing nourishment to the hair. So maybe the Seir is now not considered to be part of the body anymore. The Sefer Sidrei Taros, he points out that since the cutting of the hair is not totally in the Ratzon of the Eved, it's totally in the Ratzon of the Adon, and generally the Adon wants the hair to continue to grow because it's Mashbiyah. So Mela, the Seir, is not Nidon Kigazos, but by a mace, you don't have that Svara, meaning that Sidrei Taros says a different Svara than the nourishment Svara. That the reason that a hair of an Eved is considered part of the Eved's body is because the Adon always wants his Eved to have long hair. He looks more impressive with long hair, maybe for whatever, but a person himself doesn't want long hair because it's unruly and it's unwieldy, it's difficult to manage. I wouldn't know, but it's difficult to manage when a person has long hair. So the person himself doesn't want long hair, so the Eved doesn't have doesn't call his own shots. But by the mace, you don't have such a svara. In the Sefer Ber Moshe, he says the svara the opposite, that there's a svara to say that even those who hold that a seir of an Eved that's only the gazes is kigazus might be moda that legabe a mace, it's not kigazus and it's still considered part of the body and it has the din of Tumas Rekev, because legabe an Eved, the hair is ultimately going to be cut, as opposed to by a mace, even though while he was alive, it was only the gazes. Once he's dead, no one's giving him a haircut anymore, right? We don't do that by the guy, and they do, you know, where they showed the body or whatever, they put him in his favorite team's uniform and whatever, you know, or a suit, you know. But we don't do that. We don't dress up up the mace. We don't do anything. We're not giving him haircuts after he's dead. So it could be that you have a svara in the opposite direction. Anyway, so that's the shiloh here. The seir amid the gazes, is that considered to be metame like the mace? And says Gemara, v'nifshalem yidrab, barbachana, maybe we could bring a raya from Rabba Barbachana, who holds that if the seir of a mace is nigzas and he's buried with it, it does not have a din of rekev. Taimish from the gazes, halo gazelah, which implies that so long as it's still attached to the body, it will not take away the din of rekev, even though it's only the gazes. So maybe hu adin when it comes to tumas mace. So long as it's still attached to the body, even though it's only the gazes, it should still be metame. Says Mar, no, hachi kamar. No, maybe what Rabbi meant to say is gazas hareza galgalim, that if the hair is or has already been actually physically detached from the body, then it's mevatel the din rekev. Lo gazas mi bayilei. And if it hasn't been attached from the detached from the body, then I don't know. Meaning that Rabbi Rechan is not making a statement that if it's lo gazas that it doesn't take away from the status of rekev. So then I'm not. I have the same shaila that you have. So we can't be poshet from Rabbi Chana. So by Rabbi Yirmiya, rekev abamine ekev mahu. What about rekev that comes from the flesh of the heel? The assumption is ki gamrin and rekev habami kule meis aval daasi min ekev lo odil maloshna. Do we assume that the ekev is different than the rest of the body? Why would the ekev be different than the rest of the body? Because it's mostly dead skin on the heel anyway. So since the nature of the skin on the heel is that it's dead skin, so that's why it would not produce rekev. So do we assume that it's like the other evarim of mace and it's metame, or that it's not metame? Sefer Karen Ora points out that the Savei the Gemara is where all of the rekev comes from only the ekev. But if you take rekev that comes from an entire body and the ekev is included in the entire body, so then it's for sure mitzarif to be metame, and he brings a raya to that idea from Tosos. So now the Gemara tries to be poshet this suffix about rekev abamina ekev based on the brisa we quoted earlier about rekev from shnei mesim. So Tashema, and remember we said that when we spoke about that case, we said that the case of rekev mishnei mesim has to be that you only get a chatzi melotarvin from each mace, otherwise this raya is not going to work. So Tashema, Detan Rabbi Nosson Rabbi Oshia, rekev about mishnei mesim. If let's say you have rekev that comes from two mesim that are each buried separately and decomposed separately, and each one is left with only a chatzi melotarvin rekev, melo chatzi tarvin rekev, and you take the rakvuvis of both of them and you mitzarif them together, tamei. V'yisal k'day t'chaba min ekev lo, but if you're going to tell me that which comes from the ekev does not have a din rekev, so why would there be a tziruf over here? Zil hachadum darach ekev kasi, v'hachadum darach ekev kasi. Maybe we have to be choshesh that since rov of the rekev is gone and you only have a chatzi tarvin left, maybe that chatzi tarvin that you have left comes from the ekev, which doesn't have a din of rekev. So you see that even rekev that's bamin ekev must have a din tuma. Otherwise, we'd have to be choshesh for that over here. So idir kuf kuli meis v'kasi darach ekev hachinami. Says Gemara, no, it could be that you could bring a raya from the brisa that in such a case where the entire mace is nirkav, there's a din of tuma even when the rekev comes from the ekev, and that was never the safek. Elohacha kagon di irkav chad ever v'kasi darach ekev mai. Our safek wasn't about if you have a whole body that decomposes and all you're left with is the rekev from the ekev or whatever. No, that's not the shaila. Shaila is what if you have only one limb? You only have the regel, and the shaila is: are we tola the recovon of the basar of the regel that causes the recovon of the ekev, and the ekev has no chiyus in such a situation? Maybe it doesn't have a din of rekev. So that's where the Gemara says teku. That we leave unresolved. So now the Gemara just raises a series of shailas as far as a rekev is concerned by Rabbi Yirmiya. Number one, Uber Meishav Galgalim Alo, is a fetus inside of a pregnant woman, is that considered something that's going to be Mvatal Hashem Rekev? Meaning the Tachrichim would be Mvatal Rekev, Eitz Afar would be Mvatal Rekev. What about another human being that's growing inside of her? Is that just considered part of her body, or is that considered something external? Kivan Damar Mar Uber Yerichimo Hilkach Gufahi, since we have an expression that Uber Yerichimo, which means that a fetus is considered like a limb of the mother's body, and therefore it's considered part of the mother of law of Galgalin, it's not going to take away the status of Rekav. It's not going to be Mevatel, the Rekav from forming. Or do we assume that since ultimately that developing fetus was destined to be an independent living person, so therefore it's not considered a chelek of the body. It's considered its own separate mace, and this would have the status of two mason that are buried together, and we know that when two mason are buried together and they develop into rekev together, they're mevatel one another, and they don't have a din of rekev. So now that's one shayla. And if you're going to tell me that it's an independent entity, so shichva zera b'mei isha mahu, what about shichva zera inside of a woman? She atash shamita, and then she died. So is that mevatel din rekev from the woman or not? Do we assume that since there's no yetziras havlad, so it doesn't have a din of a separate body that's buried together with the woman, and therefore it's all considered part of the woman's body? Or maybe we say that no, it came from outside of her. It came from her husband's body, and therefore it's not considered part of her body. It's a davar chitzoni, and it's mevatel the din rekev from her. Third shayla, bayi rav papa. Pirsha mahu. What if she died when there was still undigested food in her stomach? So do we assume that it's mevatel the din rekev or not? Since a person can't live without food, so mele it's considered part of the body, because living humans need food in order to sustain themselves. So the waste matter is there is not mevatel the din rekev. Or maybe since the psolus is not a chelik of the guf, it came from outside of the guf, even though ultimately it was going to, and not only did it come from outside of the guf, it ultimately was destined to exit the guf, so maybe it's not considered part of the guf, and it will be mevatel the shem rekev. A fourth shaila, by Ravacha Breid Ravika, oro mahu, is the or of a mace considered part of the guf and not mevatel the din rekev from the guf, or do we consider it to be something external that is mevatel the din rekev? The Rush points out this we should have been able to be poshet from Rabbi Bar Chana that we had in Amud Aleph, that dafka seyer that was gozaz mevatel the din rekev min ames, sounds like if it's not nigzaz, it's not mevatel the din rekev, even though seyer is more kal than or, because it's a seyer that's not mechuber to the guf is not metame even midrabanan, whereas or that's not mechuber to the guf is definitely metame. It's just a question midaraisa or midrabanan. So says Rush, yeah, the Gemara just doesn't want to be poshet the suffix of an amora from the words of another amora. But this shaila of an amora of Rav Acha Breid Ravika, whether or has a din of a part of the body or not, could be resolved by quoting Rabbi Bar Chana from earlier. However, Tosel suggests that it could be that even Rabbi was nistapik by the what the din would be by seyer that's not nigzaz, whether it's mevatel the din rekev or not, and therefore maybe the suffix could extend to the or as well. In Chiddush Rabbeinu Peretz, he says it could be that the aura of a person that's attached to his flesh is mevatel the din rekev, but if the hair is attached to the head, it's not mevatel. And that's even though hair is more chamor than the aura is more chamor than basar, and the fact that it's metame even when it's not mechubar. And the reason is because the seyar becomes a yad to the guf, that through that you could grab a person's head, and therefore it's considered mechubar and like part of the guf. The or is not a yad to the guf, it's only mishamish the guf in that it protects the guf in some other way. Okay, so that we're the Rishonim just try to work that out, right? How could there be makum for a suffix about or if we already had a discussion about seyar, and seyar seems much more removed from a person's guf than or is? Another shayla, I think we're up to number five now, by Rav Huna bar Manoach. Kicho v'nio mahu. What about the saliva and the phlegm? Is that mevatel the din rekev of a mace if it's in the body? If you're going to say that or and kicho and neo, they're all mevatel din rekev demitami hechem shkachsa, meaning we made the qualifications to be able to have rekev a little bit difficult. It was already difficult, right? That the mace has to not be in tachrichim and has to be in a marble box. I mean, it's already difficult. to have the status of rekev. But now you're going to say that if the person when he died had any saliva, that it's not going to have a din of rekev. You know, you're never going to have a din of rekev. So the Gemara answers that the din rekev is only in a unique situation. The ashkia made the kalim, where they gave the person to drink before he died water from a special mayan that comes from in between two dekalim, and that water cleanses the entire body, and that way it removes all kicho v'nio and shechvazera from a person. So sachya nasa, and they then anoint the body with a certain type of sam that removes all hair, ushlaka b'mei teveria, and then they slowly cook it in the chamei teveria, and that way it softens the skin and the skin all comes off. That would be the only way you could ever have a din of rekav. If they do such a treatment on the body, only then will it have a din of rekav. I just got a shaila this morning about a woman who works in a hospital, and they wanted to do an autopsy on a stillborn, and she was asked to prepare the body to preserve the body by putting it in. So you would think, when would you ever be doing something like this to a body? So I don't know if it's so different than what they do to a body to preserve it. She had to put it in the body in a container with a particular solution that to preserve the body. So maybe you have this kind of thing by the rekav as well. So Amar Abayi Naktinan Meis Shetchano Ein Lo Rekav. If you have a mace, La Halacha We Paskin, if you have a mace that you ground up, until it becomes like a fruitus of rekev, that doesn't have a din of tumas rekev. It has to be something that happens naturally, not something that happens by a human being messing with the body. What if you ground it up and then it naturally decomposed? Is it critical that just it has all of the elements of basu gidin vatsamos, and this has basu gidin vatsamos in this ground up matter, or does it have to fully decompose in a natural way, and this is not in any way natural? So Teku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Another din related to Rekev. Tani Ula Bar Chanina, Mace Shechaser. If a mace is missing part of its body, Ein Lo Rekev, then it doesn't have a din Rekev, because this halacha is only when you have a mace Shalim. Velo Tfusa, and it doesn't have a din Tfusa, that if a person finds a mace buried in his backyard, and he wants to remove it, so we could take together with the, he's supposed to take together with the body, an offer tichuach, the any soft ground that's around the body, and another three etzbaos of the hard karka that hasn't been dug into yet, because the lecha that comes out of the mace becomes absorbed in the karka. So that din is only when it's a mace shalim, but if you find a mace that's chaser, you're allowed to remove it without the tfusas a mace. Velo shchunas kvaros. If you find three mesim that are buried in an area that's between 4 and 8 amos, that's like a base hakvaros, and you're not allowed to remove them, even though you have to be, and you even have to be choshesh for an additional tumma around that area, because if you stumbled upon a beis hakvaros, you have to assume that there are more bodies there. But if one of the mesim does not have a guf shalem, then that din is not chal. So three dinim that don't apply to a mace that is chaser: the din of rekev doesn't apply, the din of tfusas a mace, that when you're removing a body, you don't have to remove the entire area surrounding the soft dirt and three etzbos of hard dirt surrounding the area, and the din of shchunas kvaros. So when you find three mesim in proximity to each other, the assumption that you've just stumbled upon a beis hakvaros is only if the three mesim are all shalem. So mesivei, so the Gemara challenges the din of ula. We have a mishnah maseches edios that there are dinim that are nogea to evrim and achai, that there are dinim that we learn of evrim and achai from dini evrim and ames. So lo in martiv meshi yishlo rov v'rov v'lo tavr rekev tomer b'chai shelo lo rov v'lo rov v'lo tavr rekev, meaning you can't compare Dine Evrim and Achai to Dine Evrim and Ames, because we find three chumras by Ames that don't apply to Evrim and Achai. One of them is that if rove of the binyan of the guf is still there, or rove of the minyan of the evarim is still there, it's metame b'tumas mace. Second, a rove a kavat samos of a mace is metame ba'ol. And third, a melo tavred rekev min a mace is metame ba'ol. So the Gemara says, when do we say that tumas rekev applies by Ames and not by Achai? Hey Chidami, what's the case that you're talking about? That rekev applies by Ames and not by Achai, that the Mishnah just assumes. It's only in a case where one Aver has decomposed, because if it was the entirety of the body, then then it's not a chai. It's not shayach to talk about decomposed entire body of a living body. That wouldn't happen. So the kav say gabe meis afilu chalever ikarekev. So apparently you have to see from this mishnah that there's no din of rekev of a single aver by a chai, but there is a din of rekev of a single aver by a meis. So you see that if one full aver alone is decomposed, you do have a din of rekev. That's a kashan ula. Ula said if the meis is missing any piece, it doesn't have a din of a rekev. So mikatani hameis hakamash malan shum meis yesh lerekev shum chai in lerekev. No, we're not trying to compare the exact case of a chai to the exact case of a meis. We're just saying that in general there's a din of rekev of a meis, and in general there's no din of rekev of a chai. But obviously the comparison is not going to be comparable because it's not going to hold up, because by a meis it has to be the guf shalem, and by a chai you'll never have a guf shalem. By Rava, hirkev kshu chai mahu. What if one limb was hirkev kshu chai v'chazeru meis, and then the rest of the body decomposed? Mahu, is that aver mitstaref to the rest of the body for the melotarvid rekev? Ki gemiri rekev the hirkev kshu meis odilma hashemia hamayis. Do we assume that rekev is only when it was hirkev kshu meis and therefore it doesn't work, or do we say, well, now he's dead? So tashma lo marti meis sheishol rov rova melotarvid rekev tomer b'chai taimu shum chai hameis sheishol rekev. The implication is that since it was chai, so then it's not going to be rekev. But if it was meis, then the din tumas rekev is going to be chal even on that aver that had decomposed while it was alive. So it says, well, mikatani hameis. The Mishnah says that. Does the Mishnah say that in that very same case, if it was meis, then it would be rekev? Hakamashman, the shum meis yesh lerekev, shum chai ain lerekev. Nah, it's a separate din. It's just speaking generally that you'll never have rekev by a chai. You'll only have rekev when it comes to a meis. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Bayi Rava at the bottom of the page. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah. Take care.
Bye-bye.